My name is Karen Rundlett, and this is the Miami Herald Friday Business Report. With all the talk about how the high seas threaten our neighborhoods, our drinking water, our wildlife, our livelihoods, you might be thinking we're doomed, that we'll be underwater by the end of the century. But what if we turn that assumption on its head and embrace the concept of rising seas? Dr. Antonio Nani makes it his business to do that.
It's not inconceivable today to think of South Beach as the Venice of the 21st century.
South Beach looking like Venice? How would that even happen?
Well, again, now I'm dreaming even beyond my technological abilities, but we could even decide that some of the streets that we have now, think of Lincoln Road, to make it a beautiful canal.
Dr. Nani is a structural engineer at the University of Miami.
So all of a sudden, we start digging up what used to be a road. We can use that material as infill to rise the level of new construction. And all of a sudden, we have a beautiful waterway that allows us for not only transportation, but attract more tourists.
Dr. Nani talks about the need to protect existing waterfront properties, of course. But he also says developers should be studying solutions for upcoming projects. There is a basic premise in structural engineering. Concrete and steel are a perfect pair. It's a marriage of material that works until the chlorides come. And where do you find chlorides? In the salt, in seawater. Dr. Nani says one of the challenges is to find a suitable replacement for steel that can stand up to the salt water.
The reinforcement inside that concrete will be made out of rebars made of glass fiber-reinforced polymers. So just imagine this very thin filaments bound together with an organic resin, and all of a sudden you have something that replaces steel with an element that has a life of at least 100 years.
His structural design ideas are about increasing the life of properties.
If we replace the steel rebars inside the concrete that provide you with the tensile strength of your structure with material systems that are non-corrosive, now all of a sudden you have, for example, seawalls that can last instead of 10 years in excess of 50 years.
But this is going to cost a lot of money.
Well, let me say, it's going to cost money. Any technological implementation that requires provisions that are speaking to the safety of a structure tend to cost more money. But if you can extend the life cycle of that element in the long run, the money, in a sense, is well spent.
Adding costs now to protect against sea level rise later is a tough sell. Today, there are no requirements for developers to build in that way. But Dr. Nani says if we're going to be realistic about sea level rise, we must acknowledge that extending the life cycle of a building or a home is more important than first costs. If we study history, we can find several examples of civil engineering that solve complex problems. The Delta Works is one of them. The Delta Works is a series of interconnected construction projects, dams, levees, and storm surge barriers. It was designed in the 1950s to reduce the risk of flooding in the Netherlands. Today, it's considered one of the seven wonders of the modern world by the American Society of Civil Engineers. A bit of proof, perhaps, that we should have confidence in mankind's ingenuity?
Would you describe yourself as an optimist when it comes to solving this problem?
Well, more than an optimist, I'm an engineer, so we live out of finding solutions.
Solutions born out of scientific principles and human will. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Karen Rundlett.
Any questions? Just follow Karen on Twitter at KB Miami.